credible regulator, ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Sean Tembo calls for dismissal of army commander over extermination remarks. Fed member challenges State House to clarify President Hichilema's leave. And in international news, Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Patriots for Economic Progress leader Sean Tembo has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to consider dismissing Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele over his statements that he intends to exterminate illegal miners. Mr. Tembo said while the party has noted the condemnation and subsequent clarification of the remarks by Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma, the minister's intervention does not address the underlying issue. He said the army commander should have been aware that the constitution does not provide for the extermination of wrongdoers, but rather for their arrest and presentation before courts of law. Mr. Tembo has added that by threatening the extermination of illegal miners, Lieutenant General Ziele demonstrated total disregard for the constitution of Zambia. He has further stated that although the Zambia Army is one of the most disciplined military forces in the world, threats of extermination against civilians by the army commander have the potential to tarnish the institution's image and reputation, which it has enjoyed since independence.
It is our sincere submission to President Hakainde Hichilema that as a result of his threats of extermination against civilians, Lieutenant General Ziele is no longer a fit and proper person to continue leading the Zambia Army and must be dismissed forthwith. The position of Army Commander requires a person of sober character. And it is our considered view that Lieutenant General Geoffrey Jongo Ziele no longer meets that threshold. As President Hakainde Hichilema considers this matter, we wish to emphasize that our call for the dismissal of the current army commander is neither partisan nor political in nature.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested seven individuals in connection with cannabis trafficking across several districts in the country. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere said a controlled delivery operation in Isoka District, conducted jointly with the Zambia Police Service in Masinga District, led to the arrest of Gifts Kaira 20 and Edoni Sinkamba 27. Ms. Mawere said officers seized 164 large pre-packs of dry loose cannabis weighing 96.8 kilograms. She has added that in Chelenga District, Mwan Samuelwa, 38, was arrested for trafficking 10.2 kilograms of cannabis, while in Mansa District, Martin Rimba, 25, of Kabende Village, was arrested for unlawful cultivation of 33.6 kilograms of cannabis. Ms. Mawere has more details.
In Lusaka District, DEC officers dismantled part of a transnational drug trafficking syndicate by arresting a female suspect identified as Jude Tere, aged 57, of Minwood Ibex area in Lusaka District, linked to a controlled delivery of 808 grams of cannabis transported from South Africa. Two more suspects connected to this case are in custody as investigations continue. All suspects are in lawful custody awaiting for court appearances.
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has challenged State House to clearly indicate the duration of President Hakainde Hichilema's leave while assuring the nation that government operations are continuing as normal. He said such openness could immediately prevent speculation and rumors from taking root. In a statement, Dr. Membe has added that contrary to some claims, nobody wishes President Hichilema harm and all the nation seeks are truthful answers, just as President Hichilema himself demanded during the late Michael Sata's administration. He has further stated that if the president is indeed battling illness, a brief and factual statement should be issued promptly to confirm who is in charge and whether he is still able to perform his duties. Dr. Membe said if President Hichilema is not ill, he should lead from the front on urgent national issues rather than relying on spokespersons to project authority as if there is a leadership vacuum. Government says sustainable exchange rate stability cannot be achieved through monetary and fiscal policy measures alone, but requires support from a productive, diversified and export-oriented economy. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary for Investment and Industrialization, Kusivia Hichikumba, has explained that for this reason, government continues to prioritize investment in key productive sectors as part of efforts to strengthen economic fundamentals and boost foreign exchange earnings. Speaking at the official launch of a report on the role of real sector investment in stabilizing the exchange rate in Zambia, Mr. Hichikumba said these interventions reflect government's commitment to building a diversified and resilient economy that generates exports and wealth, strengthens domestic production and supports macroeconomic stability.
Taken together, these interventions reflect the government's commitment to building a diversified and resilient economy, one that generates exports, creates wealth and employment opportunities, strengthens domestic production and supports macroeconomic stability, including the exchange rate. At the same time, the government recognizes that effective policy must be informed by continuous analysis and learning.
Meanwhile, Zambia Institute of Policy Analysis and Research Interim Executive Director Zali Chikova said the study emphasizes the importance of a coordinated policy framework in which development strategies are closely aligned with sound economic management to achieve long-term stability.
Investment alone is not our silver bullet. The study emphasizes the importance of coordinated policy frameworks where sectoral development strategies are aligned with macroeconomic management. Think of it as conducting an orchestra. Mining plays the tune while agriculture improvises in one corner and energy misses the beat and the result becomes noise.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Smart Zambia Institute has reaffirmed the government's commitment to leveraging information and communication technologies as a key driver of national development. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement on the Electronic Government Amendment Bill, Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Chinyama said that despite progress made under the Electronic Government Act, the country has not yet achieved a fully connected, integrated and seamless digital ecosystem. Mr. Chinyama said this has necessitated the development of the Electronic Government Amendment Bill to respond to current realities and build a more responsive and efficient public service.
We have managed to reform this country. What am I talking about? Digitization has proved itself. When you look at how we have performed from the anti-corruption index, it's clear that digitization has reduced corruption by removing the human factor. DCPO was just talking about the passport office. Now there's no... Those people that used to hang around there have gone. They have to look for something else to do. Why? Because everything is happening online. People do not have to pay a kasansi to somebody.
Meanwhile, Government Chief Technical Officer Kasali Musenge said that despite the availability of infrastructure, government continues to face persistent challenges, including fragmented and siloed systems developed independently across public bodies.
Goal for the betterment of our citizens. And that is why we are here, to ensure that our governing legislation empowers us to overcome the challenges that are being experienced by our sector, so that we can continue as a country to grow off the innovations that are available through technology. Technology does not operate in isolation.